phone calls at 866-972-7247. We're so glad to be connecting with all of you, all planets, and what our astrological signs have been. And I know that, you know, different planets pop into different houses and create shifts and changes for people. But now we're going to throw in the eclipse from 2 weeks ago and the eclipse that just happened yesterday and shake things up some more. So each one of us in our own astrological placements are going to be going through our own reinvention, transformation, maybe a hiccup, maybe an elevation, depends who you are and where it's placed in your chart. And the person who can explain that best is my friend Stacy Holler. She's been sharing this information with us on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah for several years now, and we're very grateful to have her here, and we missed her last month. So let's welcome Stacy Holler. Stacy, how are you doing? How's life in Boston and all the snow?
I am so happy to be back. The snow is finally melting, and let's hope it continues that way, because I am done with snow.
Well, blame the groundhog, right? When he saw his shadow, I was like, somebody needs to do something with that groundhog, because I don't know, that was crazy.
Yeah, well, as anybody in the Northeast has been experiencing, it is a little crazy. But everything is kind of a metaphor for everything. Everybody's experiencing crazy things in the world, in our personal lives. It's like we can't escape the energies. Yeah. And I have to say, when you were channeling how Spirit was explaining what's happening in the world, it was exactly how I would explain it astrologically, except you just didn't name the planet energies. But yeah, everything you said is exactly what's happening.
It feels that way.
The buckle up part.
Yeah. Buckle up. Yeah. We're buckling up, and, you know, I think the people up north are going to put a hit out on the groundhog so he doesn't show up next year. But, you know, it's a crazy time. And I really feel, Stacy, people's emotions are being, you know, tested. And I know our patience is being tested in many ways. And, you know, there's shifts and changes. And I know you went through some shifts and changes, and you're accommodating, you know, to the shifts that have happened around you. And we know that everyone is feeling that a little bit of an upheaval. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. It is definitely a time that is testing and challenging us, especially with Uranus in the mix. Uranus is the planet that throws us those curveballs, those unexpected explosions in our lives that, oh, you think you were going along happily? Well, try this. Yeah. And you explain perfectly how it's for our ultimate good. But at the time, it doesn't feel so great.
Then
on top of it, we have Saturn and Neptune together. That's reality versus illusion. That's what's real, what's not real. So we're being forced to really dig and take a look at that and our own truths. And then on top of Pluto, death and rebirth, let's blow this up so we can start all over again. So it's all those same energies. So we're all feeling it in different parts of our lives. And we all need to navigate and stay true to ourselves, because the world is changing.
Yeah.
And you could sing "The World is Changing" now again, because that song is still relevant. We're going through a whole society, global world transformation. Who are we as people? What kind of society do we want to live in? Who do we want to be together? And it's scary to go through those challenges. And that's what the anxiety we're all feeling. But the goal is to get to a rebirth where we're all evolving in our souls and us as a people and as a society.
And also, it's very unnerving because there's a sense of things going on that are out of our control and beyond our understanding, because we know we don't have all the information. We know we don't have all the pieces. We know that there's missing pieces in so many of the things that are going on that we don't know, right? You talked about reality and illusion. So we don't know where the truth and the lie begin right now. We don't know where the truth and the illusion are. We're really concerned. Is it really this way, or am I imagining it this way, or am I just interpreting it based on what someone else is saying? And I'm seeing this, and it's very disturbing in my mind when I see this on the news. And I know that that's really happening and true, but how did I get here? How did it get here? Why are we here? And so there's so many questions that are left unanswered. And this is why I really feel that people have to just kind of surrender and trust.
Well, definitely go with the flow is going to be something we're all going to need to do, because it will be out of our control. But it is going to force us to really seek our own truth. Yes. I think we'll be feeling some aspects that are going to spark some exposure of some illusions, and you could feel people are fighting to get to the truth.
Right.
But each of our own truth is already inside of us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to remember. And the only way to get through this is to listen to your gut, have faith, know we're getting to a better place. And as you said, you know, it's even in our birth charts. When I read birth chart readings, we talk about the challenges you're going to have in this life.
Yes.
But we don't come into this life without the tools to be able to be successful. That wouldn't make any sense. We don't come here to suffer. We come here to learn and grow. So even though we have challenges, we all have the tools to be successful.
Right.
What we do with them, well, that's the free will part, right?
Right. Absolutely. So we had a lunar eclipse yesterday. We had a solar eclipse mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. What was the difference between the two? Besides, one was the sun and one was the moon. What were the purposes of these two eclipses? They each have their own special meaning, yes?
Well, yes. And this lunar eclipse was attached to a full moon, and the solar eclipse is attached to a new moon. So one is the beginning of new cycles, and one is the ending of a cycle, a six-month cycle. So yesterday's full moon lunar eclipse was an ending of a cycle, and where that falls in your chart is where you might have seen a revelation, a twist, an exposure, a turn, a revelation, what happens in that cycle. On the eclipses that involve the sun, that's where you start planning a new cycle, a vision board. Now, we'll talk about a new moon. We have a new moon this month on the 18th. An eclipse is like a new moon or a full moon on steroids. They're just extra charged, extra powerful. Time to really pay attention. We have that ability every month when we have new moons or full moons, but those eclipses are just supercharged.
Right.
So I'm sure we're still feeling the effects of yesterday. And when we kind of rock around the clock, we'll talk about for each sign or your rising sign where that lunar eclipse took place, because that's where you probably have seen some sort of turning point.
Now, let me ask one question. When we talk a cycle, how long is this cycle?
Well, there's 6 months from a new moon to a full moon, and those are or 12 months around. And we gauge where they are in the cycles that have different aspects that hit in different ways. So always know that a full moon is a cycle that started 6 months ago to that new moon. And when there's a new moon and you want to focus on, you know, where it is in your life, what you want to project, what you want to see, it's like your vision board. So you want to look closely at those 6 month cycles.
Right. All right. Well,
but you know, that's not the only thing going on though, Sarah.
I would
be enough, you would think, right? But
right.
The Mercury
no.
retrograde isn't helping matters any.
No, it's not helping matters any. And then where's Jupiter? Is Jupiter kind of coming direct now, or where's Jupiter?
Yes. On the 10th, Jupiter is going direct in Cancer. So that will kind of offset some of the backwards looking of the Mercury retrograde, because Jupiter is going to be set free to go direct now, and we could get some momentum in the areas where Jupiter is affecting our lives and our charts. But
beautiful.
It's more forward, the head motion. But that's for opportunities. But you don't want to act on those opportunities quite yet until the retrograde is over. That's why you got to learn how to kind of navigate this. Even with the full moon, when you're thinking of where you want to be, we don't want to start anything this month with the retrograde going on. But it's a great planning time all in all. And when we have the end of the retrograde and things flow more smoothly going forward and Jupiter is direct, that's when we could get some more momentum moving forward. But this month, not so much the moving forward part. We need to do some reassessing, revisiting, replanning, a little slow down time with this retrograde. I don't know about anybody else, but it's hitting me like a doozy. You know, I lost my keys. That's a perfect Mercury retrograde event and two appointments. So I'm sure we're all experiencing some of that. How's it been for you, Sarah?
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, we were faced with the whole month of February. We had all these little technological things, website issues, processing systems issues. My processor, one of the gateways had some issues, and it turned out to be a major production on their end. Had nothing to do with me, but impacted me. And so we were forced to pivot how we did things in the center. And I'm just kind of sitting there going, okay, someone hand me some popcorn because this is going to get real interesting. And my producer said to me earlier, is like, it's not easy being you, Sarah Spiritual, you know, because there's all these things going on. And then, you know, you and I have laughed, and then I'll have all this going on, and then I'll just sit down and be calm as can be reading someone and just seeing what spirit has to say. Like, I've not a care in the world. And meantime, I'm like, okay, what's going on with the gateway of my processor back in New York, right? So things we have to let go of, you know, we just have to go, hey, you know, but you losing your keys, that was definitely, you know, I was like, all right, that only happens every once in a while to someone, but it does happen. And the mystery will be revealed.
I do think a lesson for us to learn is resilience as well. And that we can get through things. And we can come up with a plan B. And when you pull yourself away, so you were saying we all chose to be here. We chose to be here in this time. And remember, we picked out this life. You know, we're all kind of working the movie we wrote, except we're doing a lot of improv.
Yes.
And we're getting things thrown at us. But we have all the tools to keep moving forward. And one of the tools is the messages that you receive from your gut, from your intuition, from listening to Sarah's talk to us and send us messages, to talking to an astrologer and helping navigate what you need to be attention to. So we have some tools to help us. So pay attention most of all to your gut. Wouldn't you say that's the best way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Let's see what they have to say for us.
See where everybody is?
Yes. Let's start. Where are we going to start? What sign are we starting with?
Well, you know, we always start with Aries, and that's particularly interesting because we got a lot of Aries energy coming in this month.
Yes.
And we've just been talking about a lot of death and rebirth, and Aries is the first sign. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Pisces energy. That's the last sign. So more indications of death and rebirth and new starting, a new path. So we'll start with Aries. So Aries, for you, this Mercury retrograde is in your first house, meaning you're rethinking about you and how you look in the world, and maybe you want to change your style or how you look or your clothes or your appearance. Think about it. Make the changes next month, though. Now, the full moon eclipse yesterday, that was in your sixth house, so there was some turning point for you in your work world or your health world or routines or a breakthrough in terms of habits or something that needs to change in those areas. And the new moon that's coming up is in your 12th house. That's your spiritual side. That's the look inside. That's internal hearing for that new six-month cycle for you. Now, Taurus, this Mercury retrograde is in your 12th house. So you're getting a lot of gut feelings this retrograde. You really need to pay attention. Some hidden truths of what's going on your soul level is going to come to fruition for you. Now, the lunar eclipse that we just had, that was in your fifth house. That had to do with romance or some creativity reset or something involving your children. That's the fifth house area that you may see a turning point on this eclipse. And the new moon for you in your house of friends and goals and dreams. So think about, are you with the right people? Are you associating in the right networks? Maybe the dream you thought isn't what you really want now. Now, Gemini, this Mercury retrograde for you, that's in your 11th house. That's your friends and alliances. You might have people appearing from the past during this retrograde, and you kind of want to reassess who you want to be with. This lunar eclipse for you is in your 4th house. That's home and family. So maybe there was some emotional shift or some change in the home that was finally triggered. The new moon coming up for you is in your career. So think about where you want to be. Don't make a move, but use till the end of the month to be thinking about, is it time to look for a job, or how are you going to go about that promotion? Cancer, the Mercury retrograde for you is in your house of career. So not a time to move, but reassess your profession. Are you on the right path? Maybe you want to start networking and connecting with people you've been with before, so that if you do want to make a change, you've got a great network going on. Your lunar eclipse, third house. So that had to do with maybe brothers and sisters, maybe something in your neighborhood going on, or it could be a communication project or some sort of conversation you had that was pretty powerful. The new moon coming up is in your ninth house. Maybe there's something you want to learn, something you want to study. Travel is highlighted in that house. So do the planning, wait till the Mercury retrograde is over. And by the way, for those of you who want to travel during the retrograde, you could go back to a place you've been already. It's a perfect time to do that. Just don't go to any place new necessarily. All right, Leo, the retrograde for you is in your ninth house. So you're going to revise your travel plans or maybe rethink your academic studies. Or maybe that media project you were thinking about, don't put it out there yet, but time to reassess all of that. The lunar eclipse for you is in your house of money and finance. So it was the end of a financial cycle. Maybe some money came in or something was paid off. The new moon coming up with you is about your shared resources and your shared finances. So maybe it's a time to finally pay off some debt or reevaluate your financial situation with others. Virgo, the Mercury retrograde for you, your eighth house, that's your shared resources. So it's time for you to pay attention to your taxes or look at shared assets. Maybe you need to rethink those. The lunar eclipse for you is in your first house. That's a personal breakthrough. Maybe something about your identity or the direction you want to go in is changing. Now, the new moon is in your house of partnerships, committed relationships, business or personal. So, Virgos, you have a whole new phase of personal relationships coming in. Now, Libra, the Mercury retrograde for you is in that house of personal relationships, so they might come back. Some past lover might show up, or somebody you did business with in the past might show up. The new moon, the lunar eclipse for you is in your 12th house. That was a lot about releasing some karma, Libra. Something was going on your soul level with that lunar eclipse that maybe will help you move forward. The new moon for you is in your sixth house. That's health, daily routines. Maybe you need to make those doctor's appointments, go to the gym, figure out what you're going to do. But don't start anything new till after the retrograde is over. Scorpio, the retrograde for you is in that house, your workflow. Please, Scorpio, watch your calendars. Double check your emails before you hit send. Make sure your appointment and your schedules are right, because you're going to feel that retrograde. The lunar eclipse for you is in your house of friends. So maybe there was a turning point with a friendship or a group that you've been involved in, or your dreams have changed. The new moon for you, romance, creativity. Where do you want to be? Those projects, maybe you want to start those creative streaks cooking again, because it's time to branch out. Now, Sag, the Mercury retrograde for you was in your house of romance. You might have old romantic partners show up. It's also a time of creativity. You want to focus on what are those old projects you want to take a look at again that you never completed. Maybe now's the time. Now for you, the lunar eclipse was in your 10th house. That's your career or your visibility in the world. So maybe there was a recognition or a shift there. And the new moon for you is in your house of home and family. So are you looking to move or do a renovation or look to change some sort of family dynamic that needs a new direction? Capricorn, Mercury retrograde is in your house of family. So old issues might resurface now. Might be time to kind of clear some things up. Or if you've been working on your home, understand that things could have a couple of hiccups during that renovation time. And I could personally attest to that because it's happening to me at the moment with my personal renovation. The lunar eclipse, that's in your 9th house. That's travel, education, publishing, could even be a legal breakthrough. And the new moon for you, that's in your house of communication, projects, relationships with siblings, things going on in your neighborhood locally. Aquarius, your Mercury retrograde, your 3rd house. So also, that's a house of communication. You too. Watch before you hit send. Cross every T, dot every I. Technology kind of could create a little havoc for you. So have patience and just proceed with caution. The lunar eclipse for you was in your 8th house. That's your shared finances. It's also deep intimacy. So you might be going a change in a transformation in an intimate relationship. The new moon for you, Aquarius, is in your house of money. Think of new ways to make money. Different income streams could start to percolate for you. And then Pisces, the Mercury retrograde is in your house of money. So for you, it's a time to reevaluate your spending. Maybe redo a budget. Kind of complete what you've been doing. The lunar eclipse for you is in your house of relationships, so you might have had a turning point in a committed relationship, either business or personal, or maybe it just deepened and went to another level. And your new moon is in your 1st house. That's your personal reinvention. Who are you? Who do you want to be in the world? What do you want to project out there? So we're all feeling all of this, Sarah, but when we take a look at what areas of our life we could see, those are the areas we need to pay attention to because we're being encouraged to make some changes.
Yes, we are. We are. All of us are. And if we don't make the changes, the universe is definitely going to shift something to force us to change, not to punish us, just to get us on a new track. There's always a different version of our lives that is open to us, and we have to all show up for that and be willing to make the change. Well, Stacey, we are certainly...
You know...
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to share that in astrology, the planets check in with us periodically to make sure we're on the right course. That we decided in our contract with God. We talk about a Saturn return. Every 30 years, we get a check-in. So are we on the right path? And if we're not, we're going to get you on the right path. So really, I just wanted to add that that's embedded in the course of our contract here.
Yes.
And it helps us to get to where we need to be because we don't want to come back and do this again, do we?
Some people might. Some people, you know, what's that song? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't, you know. It depends, right?
But okay.
Some people may want to come back and do this because there's so many benefits to being in this human embodiment, right? Beautiful energy.
No. I didn't mean that. I meant to do the hard lessons we're learning. We want to learn the lesson so we don't have to keep relearning them and we could just move on to the next one. I didn't mean come back. We all want to come back because ultimately when we remove ourselves from what's really happening, we're all kind of having a little fun.
We are having fun. You know, it's had its moments, but we're all having fun. And there's a joy and a harmony that can be found if we are choosing to seek it out. Otherwise, we'll get caught in the crossfire of whatever's going on in the world. But Stacey, we're so glad that you're able to join us, and we know somehow your keys will pop up, and things will begin to soften up for you. I know it's been an interesting month, and we've talked privately about this, but everything happens for a reason, and we know that you're just going through your own shifts and changes to prepare you for an even better environment, and renovations will unfold and things will be the way you would love to have them, and everything will be tucked away in its place and you'll feel much more comfortable. But in this moment of uncomfortability, we know that you two are going through your own personal growth spurt. So we're welcome to the club, Stacy Holler. We're glad to have you here. And we're also glad to have you here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. Thank you for being with us for several years now and sharing your wisdom, your knowledge, and your deep understanding of astrology. I know it's been over 30 years that you've been dabbling in astrology, and really now in the past years, that at least about the past 10 years, you've really put yourself in it and really shown up and shared your wisdom with people, and we are appreciative of that. For our listeners who'd like to have their own personal chart done by Stacy Holler, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. There you can register and she will contact you, and you can have that beautiful connection of knowing what your roadmap of life looks like and have Stacy's guidance as to how to navigate the signs on the road of life. Stacy, thank you so much for being with us, and we welcome our listeners to get to know you further by going to your website, destinyinthestars.com.
Thank you so very much. I love being part of the community, and I will see you next month.
See you next month, Stacy. All right. Bye for now.